This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our study of Jesus Christ as presented in Romans 8, let's look at what is said in verses 9 and 10. The Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, did you notice the interchange of the titles Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ? Paul uses both terms without making a qualitative distinction between them. This would argue for the deity of Jesus Christ. There is an equality between him and God the Father. Then notice the interchange between the Holy Spirit, that is, the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of Christ, dwelling in you and Christ dwelling in you. Again, no qualitative distinction is made between them. Paul interchanges the Holy Spirit dwelling in you and Christ dwelling in you. Taking all of this together in these two verses would indicate that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are distinct persons but equal in essence. This would argue for the doctrine of the Trinity, one God, three persons. They are all involved in our becoming all that the one true and living God desires. The confusion and frustration described in chapter 7 is not found here. Paul has found the answer to the merry-go-round experience he describes in chapter 7. He gave the answer there as Jesus Christ. Now he explains that Jesus Christ made it possible for the Father and the Holy Spirit to be involved in the process. Praise God for their triune participation in my life and in yours. Now, if you'd like to review these scripts for further meditation, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.